Now I'll hand over to Sebastian Clark, who is Manning Clark's son and has been to Russia himself, I think.
Thank you, Penny. Sometimes I say, that's what he tells me. You can't always be absolutely certain who your parents are. So, anyway, but yes, it hasn't actually got a Russian connection, but in fact, I was born in Oxford, and because of my birth, my father had to stop being a student at Oxford. So he didn't get a degree because of me. He couldn't afford to keep a wife and himself and a little bubba on his little stipend. Anyway, so there we go. But before that, my good father, well, he's actually spoken to me a couple of times since Penny announced this. And he said he's very, very approving of this Pushkin Club. And he's very, very excited about it. Because only a few years before I was born, he was a student of what I describe as a good school. And the headmaster was talking to my father. I'm not precisely sure what year. I suspect it would be in 31. And he said, he wouldn't have said Manning, he would have said, Clark, you should read Dostoevsky. And that was it. In those days, headmasters hardly ever spoke. And from that day, when he to his head, I don't think he started reading. The reason the headmaster was so good on that was that the previous year, 1930, my father could not go to school because he had epilepsy. And that's obviously why the headmaster told him to read Dostoevsky, because he was, as we all know, was an epileptic. Well, only 4 years later, he had another bout of epilepsy, and he spent the whole year at home. And what did he do? He read Dostoevsky in very large numbers. Upstairs there, there's quite a lot of Russian books, and a lot of the Dostoevsky, I don't think Tolstoy, but Dostoevsky has got M. Clark, 1935. So that's when he started reading. And it brought a great love. He's possibly read it before, but I don't think so. Then he went overseas, as I said, in 38, and he came back. And obviously he didn't go to Russia at all in that time. But he continued to read, especially Dostoevsky and Tolstoy. And I'm sure Pushkin as well, although I have to confess he didn't talk quite so much about Pushkin. Ron would probably be a better judge of that than I, having had my good father's talk to him about Russian, in inverted commas, history. Well, he continued with his great love of Russian. There's no, not the slightest doubt about that. Then in 1958, an opportunity arose, and he was to visit, well, most people would say Russia. I think I would say the Soviet Union, although I'm pretty sure he only actually visited Russia on that trip in 58, when he was with a group of Australian writers, and they went to a conference there. I know for a fact that he was there on the 7th of November. That's Trotsky's birthday, as you know, on the 7th of November. And there was a ceremony in the Red Square when it was about -6. That's only November. But during the course of that trip, they went around, they visited all sorts of things. They absolutely certainly went to Yasnaya Polyana, and that's where he had his first contact with, really close contact with Tolstoy. And I'm not sure whether he visited the houses of Dostoevsky on that trip, but he certainly went to Yasnaya Polyana. And as you know, Tolstoy was a very kind man. I don't know if any of you have read his diaries. In about 1858, I wouldn't swear the exact year, there's a very short entry in his diary. Ivanov annoyed me. I had him flogged. 2 hours later, I felt guilty. And I went back, and they were still flogging Ivanov. This is the great Leo Tolstoy. Of course, he had all sorts of very positive qualities, and he was a big landowner. And unlike me, he actually got married in the Kremlin. I'm not sure whether my father knew that. Not all that many people got married in the Kremlin in 1862, but Tolstoy did. As a result of that, my father's interest in Dostoevsky in particular, and Russian literature and culture became even greater, and subsequently he was to suffer very much from it. It so happens, in a family story, just after that, my sister went down to Melbourne University to enrol, and she was going to do languages, and she enrolled, she had to do four subjects, and she enrolled for French and German and English. What should I do for a fourth? She thought. What should I do? My name's Katerina. My father gave her that name, obviously, from his Russian reading. That's a real name, Katerina. Dad's just been to Russia. I'll do Russian. As a result of that, she has become Russian. And she has spent the whole of her life since then immersed in Russia. She did her master's in Moscow in the 60s, and she taught at different places in the US, and ended up at she's now at Yale, and she's actually more into European culture and actually Middle Eastern culture as well, but it's all Russian. And her Russian, it comes from my father. She's written a book about the Soviet novel. I don't know whether we're talking about the Soviet novel tonight, but anyway, she has written a book about the Soviet novel and many other things. But this all comes from my father's love of Russian. And her Russian was superb. When she met me at I can't remember the name, wouldn't be the Finland, so whichever station it was in Moscow, I wouldn't be the thing. Anyway, she met me, and there was trouble at the border, and the guide said, and I said all these books I had were for my sister, and the guide said, "Where's your sister?" And so he went over, a book over there, and he came back, and he said, "That's not your sister, and that's not your sister," which is strong evidence that her Russian was so good, that he really thought that she was a Russian. She had the fur cap on and all that sort of thing. But anyway, that was it. And she'd only been there about 3 years, and this is not family loyalty. I'm sure her Russian is very, very, very good indeed. I mean, she's gone back to Russia at least over five years since then, and sometimes she's gone three times in a year. She's been a judge for the Russian Booker Prize at one time. And, you know, so she's very, very conversant with Russia. And this all comes ultimately, of course, from my father's love of Russia. And that has rubbed off on the rest of the family, and we are all very, very interested in it. And as I said, my father is very thrilled about today. And so be careful what you say, because he'll be analysing what you say, and this has got a special link with above. And so he's hearing it well. And so I'm looking forward to the songs and the music, and the poetry as well. We're having poetry, yes, and all those other things. And so both my parents are very interested, and my sister is very sorry she's not here. She's fortunately here, not there, but she will be coming. Thank you very much for coming, and I hope you enjoy the evening very much as I will.
Thanks so much, Sebastian, for that wonderful talk. Manning Clark's, if you go in the house, you'll see he's got hundreds of books on Russia.